Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with physician assistant Rebecca Kuhn of Mercy Family Medicine of Kelowna about March being Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month.
How common is colon cancer in the U.S.?
In the U.S., except for skin cancers, colon cancer is the fourth most common cancer.
Getting tested for colorectal cancer or polyps, what types of screenings are there possible?
Well, there are several different screening methods. The two most common, one would be colonoscopy, and the other one is what we call a fecal occult blood test. It's when we get stool samples from home and we check them for hidden blood in the stool.
And would you say that there is one screening that's most recommended?
Well, of the two, both are recommended. There's pluses and minuses to both of them. The colonoscopy is a test where you can take a look at the entire colon. If there's anything there, you can remove it and biopsy it. So it's more accurate, and you'll find more polyps and cancers that way. The drawback is it is an invasive test. It's expensive. It's done in the hospital. You need IV sedation, and then there's a big prep the day before. For people who have a family history of colon cancer or colon polyps, I always recommend a colonoscopy. If it's normal, that can be done every 10 years. If you have polyps, they'll repeat it usually every 5 years. The reason behind that is almost all colon cancers grow from a certain type of polyp called an adenomatous polyp, and we think it takes about 10 years for that to happen. So if they find some, they can be removed, and 5 years later, you can take another look and still catch something early. The pluses and minuses of the fecal occult blood testing, it's cheap, it's easy, it's non-invasive, you can do it at home. It tends to diagnose more cancers than polyps because we are looking for hidden blood, so we will miss some. That is done every year for that reason, and if it is a positive fecal occult blood test, then we would send you for a colonoscopy.
I'm not really familiar with polyps. It's just a term I've kind of learned recently. If you could explain what that is exactly.
A polyp is a small growth inside the colon that grows from the lining of the colon. And there's different forms and different shapes. But basically, if you imagine it, kind of like a tiny little mushroom growing into the tubular portion of the colon. So this is something that the physician can see who's doing the test and remove it at the time of the colonoscopy.
When should someone get a screening?
Everyone should start being screened for cancer when they're 50. Over 90% of colon cancers are in people of the age of over 50. The exception is if you have a family member, brother, sister, parent, who's had colon cancer or colon polyps at a younger age, you start screening 10 years before them. So if your father, for example, was diagnosed with colon cancer at 52, you should get your first colonoscopy at 42.
After someone gets their first colonoscopy, how often should they then later do it?
If you're at no greater risk than the average population, which means no family history of polyps or cancer, and you have your first colonoscopy when you're 50 and it's normal, you can go 10 years, so every 10 years. If they do find polyps or some other abnormalities, it's usually 5 years later.
How can screenings prevent colon cancer?
Specifically with colon cancer, the screening can be preventative because if you find a polyp with a potential to become cancer, you'll remove it and it won't become cancer. If we didn't know that that type of polyp was there and it was left and over time it became cancer, then you would be diagnosed when you have colon cancer. So it really is preventative. Whereas some cancer screenings, you want to try to find cancer early when it's more treatable and more curable. I think with the colonoscopy, you're actually preventing a lot of colon cancers.
What would be some myths you would want to dispel about colon cancer and the screenings?
Usually the people's reactions when you start talking about a colonoscopy is people are concerned that it's uncomfortable or that there's risk or pain associated with it. And some of those things can be true. What I always tell people is it's the day before. It's the prep that's no fun because you have to drink different things to totally clean out your colon before the day that you go in and have the test. The test itself is really easy. You go to the hospital, they start an IV, they put some medicine in the IV, the lights go out as far as you know, and the next thing you know, they're waking you up and it's all over. And usually it takes no more than a half hour unless they happen to find something that has to be removed. So the test itself is really easy.
What are some other ways to lower your risk of getting colon cancer?
Well, most risk factors we think are associated with just being older and also a family history, because there are some genetic situations where you're at increased risk because of an inheritable problem. There's some evidence that a diet that's high in fats and red meat and low in fruits and vegetables and fiber predisposes some people to developing colon cancer more often. And then the usual risk factors for a lot of diseases would be obesity, alcohol use, and smoking.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with physician assistant Rebecca Kuhn of Mercy Family Medicine of Kelowna, talking about March being Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.